Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions. Explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives. Access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-hosts, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, is coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode. Okay, got it. Sounds like fun.
Yes. So today on Conscious Conversations, we're talking about being versus doing. Doing can often engage the energy of effort, which blocks consciousness. And when we stop and focus on being, often things happen with us that not having to do anything.
Exactly. Exactly. Too many of us are brought up in this cultural environment that what we do determines and identifies who we are. And I think a lot of problems come out of that. So we are really beings as an expression of consciousness who choose to do things. And in changing that approach, so much more can happen.
Yes.
So that's what we're going to talk about today. So
that is great.
And what do we got to get out of the way? Oh, they can call us live. Anyone listening?
Right. Yes. Right? You know what? Janet and I are alive and in body with ears as well as mouth. So if you are on the air with us simultaneously at 6 p.m. Pacific and 9 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday, August, 19th?
19th.
Call in 888-627-6008 and join the conversation with us. Yeah, ask us a question or two. So again, that is 888-627-6008. And we have something exciting coming up tomorrow, Janet. You want to tell the boys and girls about this?
Tomorrow, August 20th, we have a free conscious conversation conference call. And so you can dial in, get on, well, you don't get online. You sign up and we give you this magic phone number and then you can dial in and then we get to be part of a conversation up close and personal. So if you have anything for like an hour, it is so engaging. We've done these a couple of times now. The people participating help us just really hold this nice, deep, sacred space. And you can feel it. And I know it's really enriching where we're going. So please join us. That's tomorrow, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. And you can get us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com and join in the fun. So, and yes, you can hear the recordings elsewhere.
That's right. We're recorded. So, right. So magic does happen on the call as well. So let me see. I have coming up, I do meetups in Tacoma, and I have an advanced consciousness conversation on Monday, August the 31st at 6:15 p.m. in Tacoma. You can find out more by going to meetup.com and looking up consciousness conversations. And then I have a free one that is on Saturday, September 12th at the Wheelock Library in Proctor. And both of those are, ways to get to see me in person.
And have fun. It's always fun. Good stuff. You've got seminars coming up. What are you doing?
Yes, I do. I have an online webinar for all of you that are outside of the physical boundaries of the Puget Sound. And the online webinar is Friday, August 28th from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific and 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. And it will also be recorded. And it's on accessing unseen help for your life, health, and business.
Good
stuff. Talking all about that. And then I am also doing that in person at Crystal Voyage Bookshop in Tacoma on Monday, September 14th. And you can find out all of this on my website, which is joan-newcomb.com.
And then I'm doing meetups also here in Portland, Oregon. So if you're in the area, I'm on Tuesday evenings and we're doing Conscious Conversations with Janet because Joan's not there, but in spirit weekly. And we have a great time. And this is taking beginners who don't have any real background or training in consciousness or consciousness technologies. They may have a great metaphysical background or interested in meditation, those kind of things, or just feeling they're really kind of a little sensitive about life and want to explore more. And it's a great opportunity. We just have a great time. And last night was just lovely. So everybody had felt something for sure. So we recommend that.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that for you, Janet, because I have been down at your house when you have held those things and the energy is just amazing. So you've just newly opened this up to the meetup group. And and just I can just imagine this just taking off, just, you know, snowball effect. She's got a pretty huge house, pretty huge living room, so a lot of you guys can show up.
Yeah, well, good. All right. So what else do we want to get into? We got to get into our subject pretty quick.
That's true. Actually, you know what? We've been forgetting to tell people that we're also on YouTube. And so you can listen to our archives on BBS Radio, but you can also listen to them on YouTube if you so desire. And again, you go to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet and find us on YouTube. Subscribe to us on YouTube. But you can also join us on Facebook, and we're also on Twitter. On Twitter, we're at Joan and Janet, and I'm personally on Twitter at Joan Newcomb. So lots of ways to participate and have fun with us.
Get involved. Right, definitely. So let's talk about be or to do, as opposed to doers to be, because that was a lot about doing, wasn't it?
Lots of activities. Exactly.
Lots of activities. So for anyone who's new to consciousness or consciousness technologies, what we're talking about is how to reframe this human experience from a place of consciousness and what that is. And that's what we've been exploring these last several weeks. And now it's time to look at, how do you view yourself in your eternal process? Are you a doer who looks at how to be, or are you a beer who does? And the difference that embodies is huge. It's so simple, but it's really huge. So we're looking to see how we can reframe our experiences into being more open to being accessing your heart-centered awareness and being comfortable there and making choices from there. And that's the beer who does, because we want how we express ourselves in the world to come from our authentic place, if you want to use that word, or for being present. Makes a difference, doesn't it, Joan?
Yes. And, you know, I actually realized that there's also a third option, which I was joking to a family member about another family member who was a compulsive traveler. And when they would come to visit, they would be on the run. And so I said, well, you know, how were the human doings? And he said, well, they're more like human goings, because doing implies a result.
Oh, that's probably true.
So that was a great description of people who were constantly in activity, but not in consciousness. You know, so in a sense, it was kind of like
when you say consciousness, you mean awareness.
Yes,
right.
Not being conscious about connecting with you and that, you know, you're being, because you can be present in activity. You know, you can be mindful in your activity.
Oh, totally.
But so it was about, there was unconsciousness with it. But, you know, Janet,
go ahead.
Oh, no, I just realized, but, you know, when you're talking about being, there is like a standing in the present moment with that being, that beingness, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly everything shifts and you can get stuff done, but it's not the same frenetic motion as before.
It is totally about flow at that point. So let's take a break, everybody. We'll come back and we'll drop into heart space and play the game and see what shows up.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com. You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan, and we're along here with Janet, and we are talking about doing versus being.
Exactly. Beers who do. That's where we want to go. And it's interesting because the English language, which is made up of a lot of words and a lot of different languages, really has so many definitions of what do means. And then being and be, lots of definitions. So we want to clear some of this language for people. And maybe let's just start from within heart space when we access that conversation. So everybody, take the time, because that's so why you're with us. And just see, relaxing those shoulders. Oh, there's a lot of neck ache out there. Mm. Okay, low neck. Okay, I'm going to put my hand to the back of necks. Everybody. Okay, so we just want to allow it to relax. Oh boy, that really sends some people up to crown chakra area. So let's just balance some heads out here a little bit. And it's interesting how this is showing up. So I'm going to just hold my hands on the collective head that we all have decided to be. And relax. It's Wednesday, hump day. I don't know what's going on. But everybody's kind of got a pain going on. A lot of emotional stuff probably. So today will be fun. Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, when there is a lot of emotional stuff going on.
There is. When it gets in that part of the brain in the back there, that's a lot of emotional frozen energy. So let's just thaw it out. What if it's okay to drop into heart-centered awareness? Because that's really what you want to do. There's where you want to be. And this is what we're going to do. So just relax your shoulders. Okay, there goes to the neck. So we've been trying to separate ourselves from heart, it kind of feels like. Which is really, everybody's kind of amped up. So let's just see if we can relax down. There we go. Bring it down into the physical heart. Just as placement, you're not bringing your tension or anything. Just bring your awareness to physical, the heart. Notice that you're breathing, which is your lungs. And notice your heart is beating. Okay, then bring your awareness a little forward. And the field of the heart, unified consciousness, are these concentric circles like donuts outside in your field here, just beyond your physicality. So notice the emotional terrain. And the emotional terrain is really important because that's what motivates us. That's energy in motion. So we always want to acknowledge where we are, but we're doing it from a more neutral place today in this moment. And just see what you're noticing of your emotional terrain. Whatever it is, don't judge it. Just notice it. Noticing means have some awareness. So you can do it visually, see something, see a color, hear something, feel something. Just there's some kind of awareness there. And this is what our show is about, bringing you to this place, training you how easily it is to engage this. Because at some point, if you're new to this, you like this process of awareness. We're developing awareness. But Joan and I do this all day long, so it's just, oops, there you go, there you are. So let's just be there. And now just bring your awareness out farther into the core, the essence of all. There you go. There you go. And the dance is filled with back and forth information. This core essence of all is about potential. So nothing's happened yet. Nothing's become something yet. Nothing's done yet. You're only in the place of being. And just notice. Let it just be particles of information, bits and pieces, filled with potential. So as you engage from this place, nothing's what you think it is. Nothing's what it feels like. There's just no thing. Okay, what you got, Joan?
Well, I was following along, and I was what I noticed was getting a visual image of being in this heart space, and and as you broadened our horizon, it was like looking at the surface of the ocean, and there was you know how you can look at the ocean and sometimes it can look like glass. This was not looking quite like glass, but it was looking calm at the surface, but it had ripples that could indicate, you know, that there's a current underneath it. And that's kind of what the emotional climate, I have been feeling the emotional climate, which is not only, you know, the stuff that I'm surfing, so to speak, but, you know, that other people are being impacted, some pretty strongly. And so those are the ripples that I'm looking at.
Well, I'm really feeling not necessarily constriction, but that awareness from the back of the neck, that emotional, that stuck emotional, I think really we need to help people today with. Maybe there's a lot of emotional energy about what we do. So let's
You know, and the thing is where it is on the back of the neck, that's also, you know, that could be communication.
Right.
And people feeling restricted or choking back their words. If it's back of the neck, like the back of the head and the T-bar.
The base of the skull, yeah.
The base of the skull. Okay, skull, so that actually, you know, there's two things about that. There is back of communication there, and that's also an area of channeling and transmediumship. So there can be like a not being able to speak your own voice. Going on
and
there.
I think it can also be people finding them propelled on certain paths that maybe are not just their own.
Right.
Right? So it's in regards to how we do things and why we do things. And if you're stuck in this area or blocked or feeling constriction there, you're probably not coming from your own sense of heart, your own motivations, and in that unified field. So this is interesting because we haven't had this show up this way before. So let's just see what's there.
The other thing I just noticed in stepping back from this is there's, you know, there's politics going on both in the United States and also currently in the UK and no doubt in other places. And there is a lot of people actually speaking out now about injustice, about racism, about sexism. And so there is a lot of emotional unrest and communication going on and people speaking up in ways that they would have stayed silent in the past. So there's a real collective uprising happening.
Got it. So this energy that's been squelched, this emotional energy has been squelched, feels like it's impacted here in the heart area, physical heart area. So let's just, what's rising up is people are relating to themselves emotionally. And that is so powerful because, you know, there's all kinds of emotions in there. So let's just be present. Now, this is once again sacred space, and you can feel the quiet there. And it's not that this is empty space. This is space that's filled with life. But now you're in a place where you can tune into it. So we want to respect what you see or feel or hear or sense in some way or know. Turbulence. Mm. Where those little eddies in the water that Joan was describing on the reflection on the top of the water. You can just angle yourself up, get yourself a little higher, as conscious as you can do that, global right brain, and observe yourself, observe your patterns on the water. That's a lovely metaphor, I think. So just notice. It's not important all the time to know the story. What it is important is to notice that there's something there that's attracting your attention and you're relating to it in some way. I sense discontent. Totally appropriate. So just notice how any of us in this moment are aware of our discontent. And in this state, in just acknowledging it, we're not trying to change it or do anything with it. We're allowing ourselves to be present to it. Whoa, okay, so that's got some constriction in there. So we're going to open that up.
Yeah. I kind of wanted to quote Shakespeare when you were saying that. Now is the winter of our discontent. Made glorious summer by the sun of York. And what I'm aware of, it's funny you were talking about stepping back, and then I got this impression of like being a drone. You know, people have drones nowadays.
Oh, yeah,
and you can go have a drone view of the landscape or what's going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, stepping back from the emotional current, because, you know, you can get really caught up then, and it may magnify ideas that are your own, but it also might, you know, swamp you with ideas that are not your own and make it hard for you to have your own decision. So, you know, I like to step back and observe. So heart space gives you a great neutrality about this, don't you find? It doesn't shut off the emotions. It gives you this great ocean of compassion.
Totally.
And yet it also gives you a neutrality about that.
But say the statement again, the Shakespeare. What is it? And do it slow, because you tagged into a bunch of stuff there. So
right. I can give you the meaning about it too, but it's now is the winter of our discontent.
Okay, so this is coming out of winter.
Right.
We had the frozen terrain in the back of the neck, those frozen emotions. It is taking this long for that to show up for a lot of people. Okay, so what's the next part of the statement?
Made glorious summer by the sun of York. And the sun of York is not the sunshine of York. It's actually Richard III, I think.
Right.
But, you know, we're also, as we're trying to choose our political candidates, you know, who's our golden boy, you know, or, you know, and, you know, it's like looking outside of yourself for that sunshine.
Got it. Interesting. This is all about being.
Yes. Yeah, so suddenly when you said that, it's like, oh, resting back in the beingness.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So there's a lot of constriction that has been in the shoulders and neck. So everybody, just wherever you're noticing and whatever you're noticing is fine. Don't judge it. Just observe it. And just, oh, I didn't realize maybe that I was so tight there. Okay. There we go. Yeah. So doing. how many of us define ourselves by our jobs? It's very interesting whenever you read bios on people and they lead off with, oh, I'm 30, male, 36, and I've been in construction, right? Yeah. Or construction worker or something. And I'm like, okay, that's interesting. Well, tell me more.
or they're a lawyer, or they went to Harvard, or they're, and instead of who they are, it's what their merit badges are, you know?
Right, exactly. Oh, that's a wonderful way to look at that. It's our merit badges. And because it's not enough to say, oh, I am just a beam of light. Yeah. Or is it? You know, I mean, that's what we're looking for.
I know. Yeah. Applying for a job, and it's like, you know, why do you want this job? I am a beam of light.
I need to reflect off your walls. Right. Yes.
I am going to shine a light on your organization, and it'll expose all the darkness.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you can see where we might get into some tricky conversations.
People might not appreciate our light.
Right? Really? Okay. So, but accomplishments are very important for some reason. It is not just enough to sit, right? But we go through all these different stages in our life. Well, the truth is that it would be nice if it was, but that doesn't really have a lot of value outside of, well, you can do that, and then the rest of us are going to run around like chickens with our heads cut off, busy doing something, because, you know, we'll support you sitting on your pillow. But because that's the way communities do it. Everybody gets assigned a role. And I guess if you're the lucky one, you get to sit on the pillow. And that's really, what if that's at place, at heart, I'm using that word, in the center of your beingness, is that there's the calm, there's the integration, there's the emotional terrain affected by how you feel about things, etc. And it's all integrating. And out of that, you find yourself motivated to do your work. As opposed to, well, my father was a brick mason, so I'm a brick mason, my son will be a brick mason. A lot of who we are comes from that family patterning.
Yes.
Right? Or, you know, there's lots of different ways. And this person maybe never wanted to be a bricklayer. But he did. And then he wasn't healthy. And he wasn't whatever he was because at heart, is kind of sick about what he does. Has no way to express it. Has no other choice that in his viewpoint of who he is and what he is in his life. So there he is. Kind of sad to me. But I think a lot of history is filled with people that find themselves in situations, and so you respond as you need to. And so accomplishment in that, how many of us could go, well, I'm going to be really good at what I do then, because, and it's in reaction to something. Not because they want to be that or devote themselves to that, but it's in reaction to. We talked last week about reaction and responding, I think. So just notice, what is it you're reacting to? And if we could just let go of some of the story, and you can feel the weight of the stories, can't you, Joan?
Yeah, and what I notice is that if I go out into the story, then I lose my sense of self, or I lose my sense of beingness. And then that's when I feel like I'm a leaf tossed on the waves. You know, that's when I feel battered by the emotional climate. But if I am resting in this wonderful sense of beingness, you know, this great energy that you welcomed us into by, you know, dropping into heart space, you know, there's no need to go outside in the rain, you know?
Yeah, let's see here. Oh, what comes up? So, I think since we know ourselves to be one, and that we track the neighbor, we track the guy in the booth next to us, and, you know, whoever across the waves, that everybody's in that boat, and how much of the doingness is part of the atmosphere. Because in terms of business, that's really present a lot. And a 40-hour work week or a 32-hour work week, so you don't get your benefits. A 60-hour work week. I mean, how many hours can you work? And how some of us really fall into the traps of, well, that's the expectation here. And it might not be your original intention, but that expectation and you in that environment are matching up someplace where you've made a discernment in your story that that's okay, because it validates it in some way.
So. Well, I also see it's a confusion about how you create your reality.
Okay.
And, you know, if you just think about, there's, you know, in the creative process, there's a gestation in the creative process. When you're bringing energy from consciousness into form. And when you're in that gestational process, it's very intuitive, it's very, you know, whimsical, it's kind of just musing about it, and it doesn't require you to do anything. You know, if anybody out there has been pregnant, here you know, your body is manufacturing a whole other body, but it doesn't have to do anything. I had a friend who said she always felt that that's when it was okay for her to take naps, was when she was pregnant, because her body was working. But, you know, bodies feel like in order to personalities feel like in order to manufacture something, you've got to go chop down trees and you've got to pour concrete and you've got to, so we get confused about the effort of doing in order to make something happen. And we lose our spiritual creativity and that spark that ignites things coming into form.
And we're not talking about not doing anything. We're talking about how you hold, how you express yourself. So when you go to chop the wood, how mindful are you? Is it coming from a place, oh sure, it's survival, and we know all that story. Is it coming from a place where your enjoyment of it, you know, you're being physically taxed. It's lovely to watch men sweating and cutting, chopping wood. It stirs something, you know, in the feminine me. I love it. And when I see someone who's really in the work of it, in the play of it, in the expression of it, it's just really neat.
Well, and you know,
it feels different.
And it doesn't feel like work. You know, because it's like you can exert yourself, but you're not in the energy of effort.
Now, we don't want to hear from a bunch of men who say, all right, you haven't chopped wood, because it is work. We're talking about how you're holding that story, how you're holding that information. So go ahead. Go ahead, Joan.
Yeah. And so, you know, the energy of effort, if you think about the energy of effort, you know, if you have a manual car and it's stalled out, you can push start that car. Mm-hmm. You know, just with, you know, biology, it's like your physiology, your body requires effort in its muscles to propel you from a sitting to a standing position. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in terms of motion and moving forward, you know, there's a body reality of physical effort. But when you are trying to bring your spiritual creativity or your consciousness, your creation as consciousness into form, effort can block that creativity. And that's when you have this feeling of trying to get stuff done and you are spinning your wheels, and or you're so caught up in activity, you've lost the vision of what you want to be creating.
And we've all done that. We've all been under pressure to perform, or pressure to make something happen. And that's when you go blank. That's when you feel the block. Ask any writer who asks, what is that writer's block thing? It's when you're feeling stymied to express yourself. So it happens in all different areas of your life. And sometimes you need to allow yourself to know, oh, okay, this isn't what I'm going to be good at today. And what do you do when you don't have the flexibility is you try harder. Okay. How often does that work? I don't know that it works too much. It's not that you don't apply yourself. It's not that you, it's just you're not in the flow of where that information is. And the more you can go to this unified consciousness, into the field of being about it, stuff shows up. I mean, we know history is full of where people just went to sleep, woke up, and there was the answer.
Right.
They broke the doing, having to do, into relaxing, and then the information showed up. So yes, that's another way to define where you're at. So everybody, just kind of check in. How are you doing? Are you still breathing? So, and if we appreciate the stories, and stories are just collections of information that fall into a pattern and you've identified it in some way. And everybody is full of story, and actually most of us are full of fascinating stories, you know. It's a nice way to talk, to find out about people. And often it's not helpful when you're in this work, because it entrenches the reality more so. It just impacts it. It just concentrates it and holds the focus. So we're looking to be different with that. We're looking to be present in the reality where it's just information flowing around. There's no attachment. So let's just see if we can do that a little bit. And so everybody, let's see. What we want to do is something you're striving for, something that's out of reach and it's challenging you, and you got to work harder or do something. And if I do or work harder, then it'll happen. And you know, it doesn't. So you just get feeling empty. Okay. So that whole story, that's a pattern. So just notice that pattern and put it over there. Okay. Now everybody think of a number. Just any number. Just whatever comes to mind. And what if those are the conditions you set about that story? So allow the numbers to start falling away, maybe getting smaller. If you had 50, maybe you're 49 or 22 or whatever. Just allow the numbers, if they would like, to start to shift. See what happens. Whoa, okay, somebody's doing it.
That's fun, because you know what? Yeah. The number aspect disengaged, you know, my mind.
Yeah.
Or it distracted, yeah, my rational mind. So
totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
That's a good trick.
It's a good trick. So just notice, everyone, what are those numbers doing? Notice what you're feeling. You might be feeling something different in your body or in your field of reference. Just, what if there were no conditions? If it didn't have to be a certain way or fit a certain thing, and if it isn't what you think it is, so those are all conditions. So we didn't have to do anything. All we had to do was be and allow for information to be present. And notice how you're feeling now. Here we go. Oh, yeah, there we go. The chest is starting to relax. Yeah. What you got, Joan?
I was preoccupied with herding puppies. I don't know how my brain went from numbers to puppies, but there you go.
And that is the way it works. Everybody, whoever went someplace, you start somewhere and you wind up someplace. And do we know what that means? We don't have to know what that means. That's just funny. Okay, so just go there. What if that's reality? It's like herding puppies. which is better than cats in a bag, I think. But
right, and you know, the puppies are adorable, and they're falling
playful.
All over themselves.
They make you feel good. Exactly. You know,
the cats are climbing up your curtains and you know, scratching your furniture. So the puppies are much more adorable. At this end, at the same time, it's what I it's kind of like the subconscious part. The doing part of me wants to get organized and do, and the puppies are just rolling around being.
Yeah, that's the truth of it.
And your cat. Cat.
Okay, so let's just see how that works. And yes, so what it would be like. Yeah, no, you can feel that. A big shift. That neck is starting to undo itself, and it is already undone. Now, this is the reality that we're in, especially since there's no time or space or dimension in the work that we're doing and the state that we're holding it to be. So, what if it was already done? What if it was already different? And no matter what time or space you're listening to with us, along with us and playing, it's already different. Now, the reality... Part of the reality is you have to have a way to notice that something's different. So this is why we're always checking in when we work with clients and stuff. What are you noticing different? When you come to group, I'm always going, how are you aware? What are you aware of? Because these are how to help yourself know that something's happened when you're not doing anything. We are just being. And shift is happening. That's how easy this is. That's not hard work at all. Okay. There we go. Yeah, my cat's relaxed. All right. What if it's that simple, everyone? So just notice. I guess probably we're getting... close to having to come back out. What you got there?
Yeah, no, go ahead and you can go ahead and bring us out. We can, we've got some of the things we can chat with, but bring us out.
All right. So just notice where you are right now, everyone. Relaxed, not relaxed, focus on this, whatever it is all right. There's the breath. There it is. And this is something you can create for yourself all the time. And we heartily recommend it as a way to experience life and as your lifestyle choice. So, new drapes and heart space. It's very good. Okay. So, just bring your awareness back into that inner ring, that emotional terrain. And notice what that's feeling like now. All right. I think people have a lot of emotional resonance going on that's going to start to, is going to continue, excuse me, going, well, maybe for some people start, going to continue to shift because that's what's available in this state and that's what we're noticing. So as we come back into ourselves and daily life, know that that's gently going to be showing up and releasing. And so you take care of yourself when you have a lot of emotional terrain to experience because we're holding that we have to experience it. And that's about process. And those are the things that we know don't really have to devote a lot of time to because it's just stored up energy anyway. So we're just going to acknowledge it. Put your hand over your heart physically. Just notice that you're present. Go back to that terrain again and just see that it's softening. Whatever was there before is changing. It's okay. Notice the back of your neck. Everything's kind of softening back there, kind of melting. And then as you come back into your physical heart, feel the pulse, feel the beat, feel the breath. Know you're okay. There's still some constriction in there, so we're going to just keep, and it's from a very internal place. So we're just going to allow that to keep unfolding.
We can let that keep unfolding.
Totally. We don't have to control that at all. And just come back into the moment here with us.
So I invite you all to notice what's different now that you've come back to street level, so to speak. We have to stop for a commercial break, but stay tuned because we've been talking about being versus doing in a state of grace.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan. I'm along here with Janet, and we have been talking about being versus doing.
Yeah. I think it's really important. It doesn't seem like much, but it changes the whole ballgame. You know, we grew up, those of us who do the Joseph Campbell and follow your bliss and all these kind of things. And what did that mean in the 70s and 80s and 90s to follow your bliss? Oh my God, I'm aging myself, aren't I? and for me, I came to the awareness that my bliss isn't out there. My bliss is in here. And so it's me hand in hand with my bliss. I wanted to change that. I don't want to follow my bliss. I do want it to be close enough that it is mine that I connect to. So there's a little bit of juxtaposition happening in there. But that bliss is within us. It's from the heart-centered awareness that we hold about ourselves in life. And if you're following your path, that's the path that's inward already there. It's not out there. It's in. And so if you allow yourself to be, and you do things as a result of being on your path and experiencing your bliss, I think you just get more bliss.
Well, you know, the other thing I see is the difference between following your bliss with, like, your bliss being out there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like, well, your bliss is like an aim or a goal, as opposed to when you're talking about the bliss is inside you, then your bliss is actually the fuel that propels you.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful way to look at that, Joan. Totally. Right. Yeah. Yep. There you go.
So I have some things I would love people's bliss to propel them to.
Very well. Very good. I like that.
So the first thing is I invite everybody to be propelled towards our conscious conference call tomorrow night.
And that would be so fun if people would join us for that. Yeah.
Go ahead and tell them a little about that. Janet.
Well, it's tomorrow at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 10 o'clock if you're on the East Coast. I don't know what time it is if you're somewhere else in the world, but we appreciate all those people from Europe hanging with us. And Australia, we have people, we reach people all over the world. So if you can't join us for that, you can get us at a different time, right? Because it's recorded and they can join us. So it's
there may be ways that they can Skype in from other places.
Okay.
It's going to be 4 o'clock in the morning in Europe, but I tell you, it'll be later in the day for you in Australia and New Zealand. So maybe you do want to join us.
Maybe you do want to join us. So let's see. What's in the time? Oh, that's another thing. Are you following your own sense of circadian rhythm? That came to mind earlier about being and doing. A lot of people are off time, out of time physically, and they're trying to catch up. They're trying to do things to get themselves back to where they think they're supposed to be or feel. So I do want to offer that to people, that awareness about the circadian rhythm thing. Also, join us for our free conscious conversations with Joan and Janet conference call.
Yes.
And this might be something we look at. We take an hour
we
play.
We can talk about this tomorrow.
We can talk about it. It's totally dependent on how people show up, what they show up with, and what we think or feel is present in the field that would like to express itself. So please, and all you have to do is contact us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com and get signed up, and you'll get all the information tomorrow.
Great. And then I have some things that people can physically show up for if they are in if they feel like traveling or they're in the Puget Sound area. I have meetups in Tacoma, conscious conversation meetups. I have an advanced conscious conversation meetup that's on Monday, August 31st at 6:15, and that's in Tacoma. And that one actually is $15, which is really, if you know how much I am, it's a great value.
It's a good value.
And an even better value, I guess, is Conscious Conversations meetup, which is free at the Wheelock Library on Saturday, September 12th at 3:30 p.m. And those are free for people to come just check it out. And I hold space for consciousness, and people are having pretty amazing experiences. And I'm also going to be teaching a workshop on accessing unseen help for your life, health, and business. Just to let you know that you are not alone, and unseen support is available for you to help transform your life, health, and business. And I'll be showing you easy and effortless ways that you can access and receive communication from your invisible friends. Now, that is going to be online, so it's accessible to people around the world, on Friday, August 28th from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. It'll be near midnight for you guys in Europe. And then that's also going to be recorded for you. And then in-person workshop is going to be on Monday, September 14th at the Crystal Voyage Bookstore in Tacoma, and that's going to be at 7 p.m. And you can find out details and register for these events at my website, which is joan-newcomb.com. And Janet, what's your website, and what are the fun things you got going?
Okay. My website is janetandbeyond.com, www.janetandbeyond.com, all spelled out. And you can subscribe for my wonderful blog. I know it's wonderful, so okay, I'll say it. You have a wonderful blog also. And if you do that, you can get my 10 free tips on enjoying life. And, you know, I say this every week because, you know, there's more to life than 10 tips. So I've articulated some of them. And
I think your 10 tips are 28 tips, aren't they?
Yeah, there's at least that on there.
You always over deliver, Janet. You are a big
generous woman. I want people to get a lot, you know, because they'll get one thing out of it for sure. So, I've kind of, my father passed away earlier this summer. I've been kind of on a not a spiritual sabbatical, but on an existence sabbatical.
Yes.
And I want to encourage people, when you do have experiences like that, when they're going to come up at some point in your life, to see what you can do to make that part of your reality, that you can take time to appreciate life, take time to process what we think we have to process about life. And it's just about expressing life and memories and the future and all that kind of stuff. And don't pressure yourself. I've been very fortunate because Joan's been here to help me navigate through some of this, and all the great people who come to group, and everybody who I know that is in the consciousness technologies kind of business, as we all navigate this, because what I'm experiencing, everybody else has on some level. And right. So I've been taking it easy, but I think we're probably due just about time, aren't we, Joan? So I want to thank everyone. Yeah, go ahead.
He hasn't told us anything yet. So I want to just tell people how to find us off the radio. You can find us on Facebook at Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. You can find us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. And you can follow me on Twitter at Joan Newcomb. And we are on YouTube. So find us at Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet on YouTube. And we have all our shows archived there as well as on bbsradio.com.
So you can find us, guys. Share us with your friends. We're here. Share us with your friends. And we'll so look forward to talking and tracking you the next time. Bye-bye. Right.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and we'd like to thank you all for joining us as consciousness expressing and evolving.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.